Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we finished verses 8 and 9. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we're going to be speaking from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, and we're going to look at the day of the Lord. Now, my friend, let me encourage you to find some people that are without Christ and ask them to listen in to this broadcast over the next few days. They're going to be amazed at the accuracy of the Word of God that was written nearly 2,000 years ago here in 2 Peter chapter 3 and how up-to-date it actually is. So let me encourage you to call others and ask them to listen in. Call your pastor. Ask your pastor to listen in because we want to be a help to the local church. And so, my friend, let me encourage you to ask your pastor to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now also let me encourage you to write us. We are soon to finish the 2 Peter book, and normally we have a between the books series. Before I start another book of the Bible, verse by verse, we'll often take a subject and spend a few weeks on it and then go into the book of the Bible. What I would like to do is to take your Bible questions. So please write me and just say, Pastor Andy, Dr. Bloom, would you answer this question on the radio for us? Or would you just answer this question? We'll be sure to write you back and answer the question and maybe also include it in a radio broadcast. That is the way we're working, but we must have questions and we must hear from you. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Now, if you have your good old King James Bible and you'll have it ready with pencil and paper and follow along, we're in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Now, let me emphasize, use the old King James, not the new King James, the old King James. We do some word studies here. We use this because it is the best translation. It is the only translation, really, that uses the right Greek text. It doesn't use any of the corrupted text like most all the other translations do. And so we encourage you to follow along in the Old King James. Now, if you'll follow along with me, we're in 2 Peter chapter 3, and beginning with verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, in this chapter, men were asking, where is the promise of his coming? Even Christians wonder if God is late, or is he loitering around in heaven? By this text today, I want to state very emphatically, this world and the things in it are headed for the fire. Now, our text says the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. All of the statements about delay, or, well, where is he? Why hasn't he come? All those statements will end. Now, it is important that you understand God's prophetic calendar. The next event on God's prophetic calendar to happen is the rapture. That is when every person that is saved, everyone that has received the Lord Jesus Christ as their God and Savior, through faith and faith in Him alone, not faith in Mary, not faith in the church, not faith in your good works, but faith, trust in Christ alone for your salvation. And all those that are saved will be caught up to be with the Lord, both those that are alive and those that died in Christ. Now that rapture could happen at any moment. And the rest of the people on earth will be left behind. Now understand, this rapture is not a suicide pact. He's taking us up alive, my friend, at that very day. Also understand now, when we say rapture, you won't find the word rapture in the Bible. However, you'll see it described in the Bible. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We also know that by 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that as a Christian, we see that the Lord says that if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a great promise that is. But that rapture could happen at any moment. Now, after the rapture is the day of the Lord. Now, the day of the Lord is an extended period of time. Is not referring to a 24-hour day. We read in verse 8 of this very chapter that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. Now, I believe the day of the Lord starts with the 7-year tribulation period on earth. Now, understand, the tribulation is not started by the rapture. I believe it starts after the rapture. It starts when a covenant is signed with Israel by a world leader that will be known in heaven as the beast or the Antichrist, the son of perdition is also another name for him. And he will be signing this peace pact, and when he does, this begins the 7-year tribulation period. During this period, half of the earth's population will die. If the population of the earth is 8 billion, 4 billion will die in that 7-year period. Now, the tribulation period is followed by the return of Christ, where he actually touches the earth. Now, the rapture of Christ doesn't touch the earth. He meets us in the clouds, so it's not a second coming in that respect. He meets us in the air. But at the end of the tribulation, he touches earth. And he will clean things up and have a 1,000-year reign on earth. During that 1,000 years, Satan is chained. He is not allowed to go out and deceive during that time. It'll be a time where man has been more prosperous than in any part of his history. When he is still, the Bible lets us know, when he is still harvesting, it'll be time to plant again. The fruit of the earth will be so plentiful. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is loosed from his pit. And he will lead a brief rebellion. Now, by the way, people say we are products of our environment. Well, Adam fell in a perfect environment. Jesus stood true in the worst environment. Now, after men have had 1,000 years of prosperity, and no war. Satan is loose for a brief season, and multitudes will follow him in rebellion. Well, this brief rebellion is followed by the Lord casting Satan forever into the lake of fire, and then the white throne judgment will take place. After the white throne judgment and the people at the white throne judgment are everyone who is without Jesus Christ. Everyone that was not saved is at the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment will not determine whether they're going to heaven or to hell. They're going to hell. They're going to the lake of fire. It'll only determine their degree of punishment. It'll be worse for some than it is for others. And this will end the day of the Lord. Then the eternal reign of Christ in the new heavens and the new earth will follow that. But all this spectrum from the beginning of the tribulation until the white throne judgment is the day of the Lord. Now, men mock what I have just said, and especially judgment, just like men did in the day of Noah, made fun of the flood. And 120 years may pass, and men grow bold in their mockery, living for this life, ignoring God, and enjoying sunny days. But my friend, understand, the flood came. The fire will come. God's word never returns to him void. Judgment is coming, as thus saith the Lord. You may view it as vindication of the saved or judgment on the unsaved. But understand, the divine promise of this event has not been abandoned. More certain than death, the day of the Lord is coming. So, my friend, as warned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, as well as here, do not allow that day to catch you as a thief, unprepared. In other words, whether you're unsaved or if you're saved but backslidden, you better get things right with God now. Christ is coming again. Now, he did say that the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Now, no one expects a thief. You do not go to bed at night saying, well, I think the thief is going to be here between 2 and 2:30. And he's going to come and he's going to take a few valuables and he'll probably get some of the stuff out of here and out of there. But then that'll be fine, then go on. No, whether you sleep through a robbery or you're awakened at gunpoint, you're scared half to death and you were caught unawares. If you had known that he was coming and at what time he was coming, you could have been prepared and ready. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.